Let us then revisit and review all that has been discussed. The principles will be the same. The details will be refreshed, for the story is ever renewed. From the foundations of being and becoming, to the mind of God, the fabric of existence, the composition of the world as we know it, down to the last rock on the road. 1. Genesis, the general setting of the stage. And I will not say, in the beginning there was, because there was no beginning. The dawn of all things is not within the realm of time and space. Then into the existential roots. There is emptiness, the absolute, unconditional host of all things. I am that I am not. Then its unavoidable counterpart, fullness, the absolute all. I am that I am, or I become as I become. In this parity, in this existential duality, there is tension, the magnetic pushing and pulling, opening and contracting, splitting and joining. Of these tensions, and of emptiness and fullness, there is an absolute meeting point in the middle, the mirror. This mirror we may call the mind of God, the potential for all things, the generator of all becoming, the terminal of all things, simultaneously everything and nothing. When the existential tension tilts toward pushing, splitting, the world and its composition comes into being, the endless dispersion and diversification of all of existence. And when the tension tilts toward pulling and joining, we return to oneness, toward emptiness, and the fullness that it hosts. Of this interplay of emptiness and fullness, the pushings and pullings, primal principles, the elements, come into being, in and out, combining and contrasting. Of the outgoing mind of God, the expanse of space is covered with awareness, the potential for a meaningful creation as a whole. This we call the subtle element of air. Then into the crafting of this potential creation, juxtaposition, interaction, magnetism, mutual reactivity and transformation. This principle we may call the subtle element of fire. This potential of becoming into an all-pervasive network of relations, woven into being through a magnetic dance, a cohesive flux, an adaptive continuum emerges. This we may call the subtle element of water. And as all things diversified begin to establish themselves in their natures, finding their roles and positions in existence, structures and stability come to be. This we may call the subtle element of earth. Then here we have an outline of the fabric, the absolute fields of emptiness and fullness, the tensions in and out, combining, contrasting, joining, splitting, their meeting point, a mirror at the threshold of all things. And of this prismatic mirror, the four elements: air, the expanse of the fabric; fire, the juxtapositions of the fabric; water, the cohesion of the fabric; and earth, the structures of the fabric. Whatever all that follows in the endless compositions of existence and life as we know it rests atop this base fabric. The unfolding of every process through its phases, the stages of your human evolution and the fields of concern in your awareness. All generations, children of this fabric, born of the mind of God, the mirror at the threshold of tensions. With this, the stage is set and we are good to proceed into the countless castings and combinations of these primary patterns.